Totalis Jeffian. This week, Jeff.
Hello, hello. Once again, I am Ulcitoric. No? Did we mess it up?
And with me.
I was just gonna go like, hey, you go with it. And with me is...
Bailey, Jeff Storian.
Extraordinaire.
And we are ranking all of the Jeffs from Jeff 1 to Jeff 35. This week, Jeff 5.
From what I've heard, pretty cool.
Yeah, also known as Jeff the Great.
Ooh, fancy,
the first
fancy.
Of three Jeff the Greats that we'll get.
Now, is there a Jeff Greatest, Greater, and
Greatliest?
Well,
we can decide. We can decide which Jeff out of the three deserves it.
Yeah, because I mean, if you're naming them the Great,
The Jeffs is real, and that's the only reason he gets it, because
okay.
He actually existed.
All right.
The other Jeff is actually my favorite Jeff of all time.
Okay, okay.
So I'll really try my best to lay off the bias on that.
Which
one.
Admittedly tells me that this Jeff the Great is the only one that seems to have, like, properly earned it.
There might be a really... Because I think this is the only Jeff the Great that actually the podcast gave him.
Oh, okay.
The other Jeff the Great, it was just that his actions were so good compared to everyone else before him that I had to give it to him.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
And that guy's also, we have double the information than we do on this guy.
Oh shit. Okay.
So there's three Jeffs that we have the most information on. All three of them are the great.
All right. Looking forward to it.
So it kind of works out. Okay. First thing I want to talk about before we get into the story
is what's up?
Last week
we
had a bit of a disagreement.
Oh, with Jeff 4?
And I have to say, listening back to it, you might have been right.
Ooh, okay.
But, like, we've already put him through. He'll just be one of those easy knockouts. Only because they've also done it in their podcast where they've accidentally sent someone through and they weren't a good fan of it.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they just, like, completely annihilated him in the rounds.
Yeah, it'll be, like, a bit more of an accidental Jeff 1.
Well, because what they do in their first podcast is they have a gladiatorial competition.
Mm.
So at the end of season 1, all of the emperors fight in a stadium against each other, 4-on-4.
Okay.
And then the 2 or 1 that wins goes on to the next round. So we'll do something like that as well with the Jeffs.
Okay.
But in season 2...
Like Deadliest Warrior style?
In season 2, they have a chariot race because gladiatorial battles go out of fashion.
Ah.
And with Christianity, they prefer chariot races because they're less dangerous, less deathy than...
Really?
No. But
yeah, okay.
At least in the Christians' eyes, they were. So... we could choose something for a Jeff.
We'll ruminate.
If there's something that stands out ever in the Jeff story, we'll say that's what they're going to be fighting. They're all going to be doing that, fighting each other at the end.
Okay.
And then we'll knock them out depending on.
Okay.
We'll do like a little skit after every episode, and we'll pretend. That,
maybe.
It'll be fine. It'll be fine. You'll see.
All right.
You'll see.
We'll see.
It'll be glorious. Okay. And now I want.
All right, but no, we were good.
Okay.
We were good.
And now I want to do something with you.
Okay.
That we can follow along better.
Oh, are we going to do this live?
We are doing this live. So that all the pressure is going to be on. I need you to start a new page. We're going to be starting the family line of the Jeffs.
All right.
And we will only be doing it until we're at now. And then every week we'll just have to add a name.
Okay.
It'll be the easiest way because eventually, especially in the second dynasty of Rome.
Yeah, yeah.
It gets very convoluted where there's two separate lines of that dynasty going at the same time because they're just like cousins.
But what you're getting me to do is
a family tree to make it make sense.
A family tree to make it make sense.
Now you don't have to make it look good.
I know. Don't worry. I wasn't gonna, even if I wanted to.
Okay, so we're just gonna put Jeff on the top of that. Jeff 1.
Let me make sure I don't accidentally cut up recording. Oh, that's way too big. All right.
Jeff 1.
Jeff
right.
1.
Okay, now put a line underneath him, and then a long line as well. Just so we have to add 4 people underneath him. Because there's 4
signals. Like one long line?
So one line there, and then do a line across, because we have we have 4 people to add.
Shouldn't his Jeff Fina be here?
She's not a real Jeff.
We're not doing, like, family tree of Jeffs. We're doing how the Jeffs relate to each other.
Yeah, like, that Jeff Fina, Jeff 1's wife.
Yeah.
She is never mentioned, unlike the other two women.
Okay.
The only reason I'm mentioning her is because he's the first.
Gotcha.
And we have to start somewhere, so I assume. So yeah, she's not a real person. Obviously she is, but not in our storyline.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So on the one side, Jeff 2. You could even just do J2 if it's easier.
Honestly, just for space, I might be doing that.
J2.
Why don't I just put 2?
2. And then 3. And then you're going to put 2 women, but they're going to be more important to the graph than Jeff 3 or 2 is.
3.
Because they're the ones continuing the lines.
2 women, aren't there 3?
There are 2. There's 2 siblings. 4 altogether. 2 women, 2 men.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Now, we don't have to worry about the last girl for a little while, so just put maybe, I don't know, however you want to distinct the women from the numbers.
It was younger and youngest,
youngest,
right?
Younger and youngest. All right, so maybe ER and EST or whatever?
I was going to put a Y.
Yep.
Y.
Oops. Okay.
Youngest.
And then underneath... Jeff, you know, the younger.
This is great for an audio medium.
Yeah, it is perfect. put a dash down and a 4.
Sorry, underneath younger.
Underneath younger.
Dash down.
Then you will put a 4.
Oh, it was just 4?
Yep, because 4 is the son of Jeff, you know, the elder. Younger.
Yes.
And then Jeff 4 has a son, which is Jeff 5. And that's where we are today.
Yeah, Jeff... It's been like not actually children since Jeff 2. So I was like, was this like a cousin?
Yeah. So there it's been, and that's where we are today.
G for great.
For yeah, exactly. 5G. Cuz
B for beta.
B for beta orbiter.
Beta orbiter.
Okay, cool. And then we will update that, and at the end of every dynasty, we'll just put it online.
Okay.
So people could follow along.
Sounds good.
So there's going to be about 4 more entries on this family tree, and then we're going to get to one that is very long.
Okay.
That family tree is the only confusing one.
Okay, sounds good.
All right. Anything else for you before we start?
I think we're good to rock and roll.
Cool. Jeff... was born in 200 AD. Where do you think? Where have they all been born?
Syria.
But...
Oh, really?
But so far, every Jeff has been born in Syria.
In Syria, yeah.
But Jeff 4 moved to Rome.
Yeah.
So in the city of Rome in 200 AD, a boy was born.
Ooh.
The first one not to be born in Syria, born in the capital. And his name was Jeff.
The Great.
Something, yeah. Well, his name was Jeff the Great. they just had high hopes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, was it Jeff the Great from cradle to grave?
yes, it was.
Like, you know what? This one.
Yes, it was. Got to set up for big things.
No pressure, by the way.
He was born to Jeff 4 and an unnamed woman. Get used to that.
Okay. yeah, I've kind of put together, I'm like... 99% of women in Rome are going to be unnamed.
Yeah,
the 1% who are fucking like Cleopatra and like the Severus lady.
There is,
And there was the one lady who led the revolution in Britain you mentioned.
Boudica. Nice. Boudica. Remembering her. We'll get to one very soon. A woman that's very... The sad thing about women in Rome is that whenever they are mentioned, they're usually vilified.
So it's
usually like the evil witch queen controlling someone. That's when they're usually mentioned, right? So it's super unfair.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff had a good childhood. We don't know much about it, but he grew up in Rome.
Okay.
As a son of someone pretty well known.
Fair enough.
Because he was growing up during the Severans, right? The Severan dynasty.
Which was
Severus, Caracalla, Geta.
Yes, yes.
And now we are... Remember, because Jeff 4 died to Elagabalus?
Yes.
Of Antioch.
Yes, yes.
Where Timisithius is the one who...
Tim.
Furious Tim, yeah. But we do get another Tim, but I'm just going to call that guy Timothy. He's not a real character. He's a Totalis Rancium character.
They made
as well as Jeff.
Yeah, fair enough.
This is also before Jeff was like...
Right. Season 2.
Yeah, season Tim. 2. No, well, see, if we had a season 2, it would probably be Tony.
No, it was going to be War Criminals, right? Is that from their, like, mob boss ranking podcast?
Yeah.
Can't tell if you're serious or not.
No, I'm kidding. All
right, okay.
Okay, we don't get anything on Jeff until he was 13 years old.
Oh.
Which is fine.
That's been, like,
pretty
average.
Much. Yeah, pretty
yeah,
much.
16, 13.
When Jeff 4 told him that he was going on tour, with Caracalla.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to ask, what was the point of that?
Caracalla just wanted to go on a reign of terror, mainly.
Okay, okay. But is there any, like, evidence that, like, his brain was rotting or something?
There is,
like,
a
more than usual for...
No, well, there is a theory that there was lead in the water in Roman times, which is why we get so many crazy people.
Now,
that is a theory, and it's not a very popular one. It is just one that
I know of. It's popular on this podcast.
Yeah. So the theory is that the lead in the water was making people go a bit crazy.
Ah, that's funny.
Yeah.
I like that.
Especially because the aqueducts and stuff, right?
Yeah.
So Jeff was going to stay home with his mother.
Okay.
Jeff would never see his father again. Because his father's never returns to Rome.
Oh, yeah, after the tour. Because it just goes tour into the battle, like, straight away, right?
Well, we're not going to get into it again, really. So I can just say, after Caracalla gets murdered, Macrinus becomes emperor. And then Jeff IV supports Macrinus. Elagabalus revolts. And then
wins the battle,
and Jeff dies.
Jeff dies in the battle, and Elagabalus, I assume, becomes emperor.
We will find out.
All right, fair enough.
Yeah. The next time Jeff heard of his father, or we know anything about him, is in 218. The great thing about
this,
Jeff...
It's going to be so easy to keep track of his age.
Because, yeah, he's 18 years old.
It's the same way I keep track of my age. Let's go.
Exactly.
There's just another...
You and Jeff 5 are the same.
Yo!
Yo!
Let's go!
He's automatically getting it just for that.
Easy. All right. Thanks for listening.
You just have to rank him. 10 on everything.
Yeah, easy. Simple. He's the great, obviously.
And he heard that his father was killed in a battle that was pretty small compared to what the Romans were used
to. Yeah, when there was like 6 million on each side. That sort of...
Exactly, 6 million on both sides. Now, he then heard disturbing news that Macrinus had been murdered.
Mm-hmm.
And that's rough. Elagabalus' name at this time was Bassianus. That was his real name. Elagabalus is the god that he followed.
Oh.
But he tried to model himself after the god. Elagabal.
Isn't that, like, contrary to what all the, like, god myths were supposed to be? It was like, even immortals are fallible? I'm gonna be like that one.
Right now, for sure. Yeah. Right now, in history, for sure, yes.
Okay.
Now, Elagabalus, or Elagabal, which is the guy, was very much, like, a god. And Elagabalus would start putting Elagabal over even Jupiter.
Oh.
Which a lot of people had problems with.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
You would. And so I'm just going to explain to you a little bit about Elagabalus. And I think Elagabalus will be your favorite Roman emperor of all time.
Interesting.
He is the first femboy emperor.
Let's go!
Yeah. He was very sexual. He became emperor when he was 14, and he died when he was 18.
Oh, no, never mind. I take it back. I disavow.
He was
feminine. He was 14 when he killed...
He wasn't leading the battle. It was another guy leading the battle that the name is escaping right now. He who charged on the horse into the battle
and killed Jeff, rallied. Right?
No. That was
Elagabalus was the rallying guy. I gotcha.
Yeah. So, and he loved the advantage. He loved a big advantage.
I mean,
the bigger
fair.
The advantage, the better.
Okay. Is this a euphemism or?
No. I am talking about.
Yes.
He would go around the empire. He would send people out around the empire, and he would search for people with the biggest
advantage.
He would then make them a high up position. The higher the position, the bigger their advantage.
This is a bit.
No.
Oh
no, this is really him. He would
you know, maybe the incels have a point.
Yeah.
They don't. Anyway.
he had a man named Heracles that he really loved.
Oh.
Heracles.
Okay. Heracles. Yeah. I know. Yeah, that's the Roman version.
Heracles was a gladiator. He was knocked off of his horse in the middle of fighting, and his helmet came off, and Elagabalus saw him and was like, wow. Just
immediately.
And so brought him back, and Elagabalus and him would... Elagabalus played the woman in the relationship. He demanded people call him Heracles' wife.
So, you say femboy. Is there any level of argument that this was just a trans emperor?
Definitely.
Okay.
Because he then wanted to get surgically changed.
Into okay, yeah. So not a femboy.
So he wanted to get a slit cut down there.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is not how that works.
Yeah, no, not at all.
Not even a little bit. It is rumored that we're not going to get into it much because it doesn't really happen.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's more, actually, I'll bring it up next.
Okay.
No, okay, we'll bring it up next.
We'll see.
There is a rumor that Jeff was the one who he asked to do the cutting of the thing. We know it didn't happen, though, so we don't know how true that is.
Fair enough.
So Elagabalus also wanted to get married. Mm-hmm. And so who is the most sensible person to marry?
Jeff.
But the Vestal Virgin.
Ah.
Keyword, virgin.
Yeah.
So the Vestal Virgins were equivalent of nuns, but more sacred.
Yeah, I think you were saying they were like proto-nuns to a degree.
And they are the people who are trusted to keep all the records of the empire. They are trusted over all else. If they're in court, they don't have to swear any oaths because it is assumed that they will just tell the truth.
Fair.
And the key thing is that you cannot have sex if you are a Vestal Virgin.
Yeah, yeah.
And so Elagabalus decides to marry because it would make sense that the goddess Vesta, and the god Elagabal
would
create a... Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay. would create divine children. No children came from this. And eventually he divorced her and married someone else.
Yeah, keyword, virgin.
Yeah. A few years later, he married her again, just in case one wedding to a Vestal Virgin.
Well, wait, hold on. Are you sure?
Yes.
He's just going for third time's the charm. This one lasted 20 seconds.
Yeah. So we'll leave it there. In summer 218, Jeff joined the Praetorian Guard with little effort.
Oh, yeah, I guess he was already pretty well known.
Yeah, his father was a prominent
nepotism,
member.
Bit of nepotism.
Oh, for sure. 100% nepotism. His family, I even said, his family ties allowed him to join the guard.
Yep.
Right? And I forgot to mention this last week, and I do want to correct it. I know no one would correct me.
Okay.
But I feel like it's important that I stay
factual
about what I have.
Yeah, fair.
I forgot to mention that Jeff IV had a gold sword.
Ooh.
Now, that is important because gold sucks when it comes to fighting with. Because it's so brittle, you could grab gold and bend it in a sword.
Wasn't Jason's sword gold in the myth? Nope, that's the fleece, and I don't think it's Jason.
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Anyway, continue.
And that's not a big deal. I should have mentioned it. Just didn't come up.
Whatever. It's a cool aesthetic.
Yeah. And so that kind of explains what Jeff does next. He decides, while in the guard... Because the guard is not doing much all the time in Rome.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially when the emperor's gone. Elagabalus is not in Rome yet.
Oh, just away on an
adventure? Because remember, he beat Macrinus in Syria, Antioch.
Yeah. Oh, so this now is still early. This is still back. Early. Yeah.
This is still the same year that
his
dad died.
Here's kind of like Elagabalus's what he does. Now we go back.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
I just wanted to explain Elagabalus.
Nope, fair enough.
So we don't have to cover it later.
Yeah, makes sense.
And so he decided to use the funds that he had from his father to open up a shop.
Mm-hmm.
A gold shop.
Oh.
And now, primarily to make gold things.
What was...
Weapons and items.
We may be getting into this, but what was the currency in Rome at the time?
Sesterces and denarius.
What was it made out of?
Gold, silver, bronze, all of it.
Okay.
Primarily, people did not have gold on them. It was usually like silver and bronze.
Okay.
We're getting to a time now where the coins are becoming really heavily inflated.
Okay.
So they're using gold, but they're putting silver in the gold
coins. Oh, okay.
In order to make it seem like but the gold contents is still less, which will be important in the future.
Ooh, so Jeff can do some money laundering.
Well, we'll see. So he was making just a bunch of various items, primarily gold weapons, usually for kind of antiques and stuff.
Yeah, as like a display piece.
Yeah, no one but Jeff would use this kind of stuff. And he would just specialty metals, not just gold. He would also do silver, but primarily it was a gold shop.
And just one second.
By 221, Jeff's business had started growing a lot. Yeah.
Nepotism, Praetorian Guard, into starting a gold shop feels like the most, like... easy path in life.
He started the gold shop in order to... Because his father's passion with swords, right? So he wanted to...
Make
something to remember his father. He didn't really see his father for the last couple years, 5 years of his life, before he died, right? So he was able to invest a lot into this. That was until 221, when... After a few years of his shop starting to grow, the Emperor Elagabalus heard about it.
Oh, okay.
And Elagabalus had a brilliant idea. Well, Elagabalus recently heard that he was going to die soon.
Oh.
Right? He figured...
Now, from, like, an assassin note intercepted, or from, like, prophecy?
Prophecy.
Okay.
Yeah. And so he decided that he was going to go out in style.
Good for him.
So he... told Jeff
he went on Bad Dragon and bought the biggest thing he could find.
Yeah. I want you to build me a solid gold platform going all the way up into the sky, and then a solid gold thing on the ground where I could land on,
and a solid gold advantage.
Exactly. And Jeff, obviously, he's not a fan of Elagabalus. His father died to him.
Oh, right? Yeah. No, that tracks. Never mind.
So he never liked Elagabalus, but he has to do it anyway.
Yeah.
So over the next 6 months, he constructs this massive thing. Well, because the whole point was Elagabalus, when it was his time to go, he was going to climb up it and jump off so that he landed on gold when
he died.
How
much gold did they have?
Jeff had quite a bit.
Okay.
But
like Rome in general?
A lot.
Okay.
There's lots of mountains in Rome, and they have a lot of export and import coming in as well. From Arabia, because Arabia connected to India.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of trade coming through there. But Rome was pretty wealthy, especially at this time. And then after it was done constructed, he went to Elagabalus for the payment. And Elagabalus said that he should feel honored to have worked for him at all.
Oh,
and he refused to pay for anything that Jeff did, which immediately bankrupted Jeff's project. Right? Now, Jeff still has money, but it's nowhere near enough to keep this shop open.
A shop that sells gold
ornaments. Right? So he had no more gold.
Fair enough.
And he couldn't replace the gold with the money he had.
Yeah.
So he was forced to close down, only further... angering him towards Elagabalus.
Yeah, fair enough.
But he's still in the Praetorian Guard this whole time.
Yeah,
right?
he's still making like racks on racks on stacks on racks.
And Jeff decided to fully go into the Guard now. Mm-hmm. And he was becoming an outspoken and prominent member.
Okay.
Talking against Elagabalus.
Okay. Ooh, you'd be killed by now.
Elagabalus was a bit dumb. Elagabalus often goes down as a top five worst emperor.
That's
cool. I think, personally, it was the Romans not understanding his gender crisis.
Yeah.
And also marrying a Vestal Virgin is probably the worst thing that he could have done, because people at the time would have seen that as sacrilegious. Out of everything that I've mentioned, that would be the worst. Like, that would be the equivalent of me killing the Pope. Right? That is honestly how it would have been seen back then.
Okay.
He did it twice.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it's just not a...
Not a very saintly thing.
He often gets these accusations thrown at him, but you don't see a lot of death and murder in his reign.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a lot of practical jokes and his gender crisis that... people at the time just didn't understand.
Yeah, yeah.
Hell, people now still don't understand what he was going through.
Yeah, yeah, no, totally.
Right? So it's totally understandable that they thought that way, but I disagree with how most people look at Elagabalus.
Yeah.
Because I think he's definitely like a top 20 worst.
Mm-hmm.
He is by no means a good emperor.
Yeah, yeah.
But he's not in the top 10 craziest.
It's like hard to be a good emperor when like you were what, 14 yeah. to 18? Mm-hmm. So you only had 4 years. And then you were also a child.
Yeah. Well,
I realize like Rome, you didn't live as long and probably you were considered more mature for like at certain ages and have more responsibility, yeah, that sort of thing.
Marginally.
But like,
because yeah. here you're seen as an adult, 18 at latest.
Yeah, yeah. And even then, it's like,
even then, like 16, people are still seen as, it was similar back then.
Okay, still, okay.
Right.
But the 16-year-old wasn't made president.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. Now, Elagabalus has shown to the guard that he was not going to be the manly emperor they wanted. They wanted a battle-scarred emperor. Back in their day, they had...
Yeah, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, right? So they just wanted a manly emperor again, not this guy, this boy.
Ooh, 1 second.
And they did. They wanted a manly emperor in charge. Because, like, back in their day, they had Marcus Aurelius in Ooh. Living memory.
What a guy.
Like, what a guy.
What a lad.
They had Septimius Severus.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Just the right? conquering of even, whole regions.
Even Caracalla, like, that was still, like, he was ruthless.
Still, he was still, yeah,
but
yeah.
he was a manly man.
Yeah, yeah.
And this was supposed to be, because I mentioned it last week, Caracalla's son.
Oh, yeah.
Right? They were saying that this is Caracalla's son. So now they got this effeminate boy who's dressed like a girl, who's doing lewd gestures in the Senate house across the room to Heracles. I'm guessing something like...
yeah, yeah. For, like, or sorry, something like
you can't see what we just did, but yeah, I can tell you it was a lewd gesture.
Yeah, that's for sure. Allegedly it was.
Yeah. And they realized that Elagabalus did have a little cousin at the time. He was a 13-year-old named Alexander.
Oh.
Right? And they were like, and they loved Alexander because Alexander was always like with the troops and he was not like Elagabalus.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Right? So they loved him. And, but they decided that the only way to sort out the boy emperor was to go and confront him.
Oh, no.
So the Praetorian Guard head to the palace.
Oh, no. This isn't going anywhere good, is it?
And, they demanded to be let in. And obviously, as usual, the guard, being on their side, said, yep. Yeah, sure, let's go in.
Fair enough.
And they demanded an audience with Elagabalus, and when they got it, they gave their demands.
All right.
Jeff himself stepped forward.
Ooh, what a lad.
And demanded that Elagabalus give up all his favorites in court, all the men that were hired just for the size of their advantage. And more importantly, they wanted him to become a manly emperor.
Mm.
We want you to lead armies and influence people, right?
You're going to teach him how to make friends and influence people.
Elagabalus cowered in the corner. And this proved to Jeff and the guard that they were still the most powerful in the city.
Yeah, that right? ain't fair.
Well, when the emperor is cowering in front of you, you are more powerful than the emperor.
Yeah.
Right? And then the emperor agreed to all of his terms until Jeff pointed out, what about Heracles? You going to get rid of him too?
Ooh.
And then Elagabalus said, and I quote, leave me this one man. Leave me my Heracles.
And Jeff went, you know what, okay.
He said, actually, leave me my Heracles or strike me down.
Oh, no. Jeff, don't do a homophobic.
No, and the guard agreed to these terms. They let him keep Heracles.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Gay rights. Woo!
Shout outs. After a year from this, nothing had changed. Elagabalus was just as insufferable as ever.
Oh.
He started throwing these jokes where he'd have a bunch of people meet. Like, he'd invite everyone for dinner, but he'd, like, they'd all have, everyone he'd invite would have the same trait, so everyone would be bald or something, or everyone would be hard of hearing, and he would just wait to see how long until everyone noticed that they were all here for those chosen reasons.
Okay. That's like a next level themed party. Yeah. It's like they don't even know it's themed.
And also in the sources there it is said that he also created a whoopee cushion.
Oh. He
would put under people's chairs as well. Yeah.
An innovator, an entrepreneur. Yeah.
In 222, word came into camp. Alexander was dead.
Oh, no. Oh, Alexander's the cousin, though. Yeah. Whatever.
Elagabalus had killed him.
Oh, man's man. Manly the guard emperor. Let's go.
Was furious.
Isn't that what they wanted?
They loved Alexander, though.
Yeah, but they demanded he be more manly. So, and, well, get fucked. R/ malicious compliance. If I kill my cousin who the guard loves, do I become more manly?
Well, he went to the camp to see if that was the case.
Mm-hmm.
Where he told the guard that it was true. And the guard demanded that he bring him Alexander or they will kill him on the spot. And Elagabalus, a bit panicked, brought Alexander alive. He just lied to them to see if they were loyal to him. And they failed.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, no, they fucked up.
The guard cheered as soon as they saw Alexander. And yeah, they surrounded the boy, and they were just...
Lifting him up,
cheering. Elagabalus started screaming for everyone to listen to him right now, stomp foot. Right? And no one was doing anything until Elagabalus screamed... Everyone listen to me or I will kill you all.
But and, do they really have to listen to that?
And then silence.
Really?
And they all look at Elagabalus.
But I feel like this is for a different reason than listening to him now.
The emperor realizes this isn't a good place to be.
No.
And then he and his mother, who was at the camp with him, because Alexander's mother and... Elagabalus' mother are also here.
Mm.
Their names are also Julia, because they're the children of Julia Domna.
Yeah.
The one, yeah.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
And so Elagabalus and his mother run. But they're in the Praetorian camp, so they could only run in one place, the bathroom.
Okay.
The crowd runs after them, and they surround the door. Jeff walks through the crowd up to the door. And opens it. And he sees the emperor cowering.
Ooh.
And he sees the mother wrapping her arms around her son.
Oh, no.
And Jeff looking down on the person that killed his father and ruined his fortune.
There's a couple things going bad for
grabbed
the
both of
here.
Them and threw them into the crowd of guards where they were ripped limb from limb.
Oh, so Jeff didn't kill the emperor.
No, he did give the order, basically, though, didn't he?
But he didn't kill the emperor.
No. But it's definitely a catalyst, you know?
Yeah, like a very, very much a catalyst.
You could see that one building up for a while.
But that's like, I feel like the emperor was dead the moment he, like, walked into the camp.
Yeah, I don't know why he did that. No, like, historians are like, why? Alexander was proclaimed emperor on the spot.
Woo! Let's go!
Woo! We don't have what Alexander thought
about this. He immediately raised the pay of the guards.
No.
Oh, shit!
Because, I know it's been a trend recently, hasn't it?
Kill him, too.
Well, the guard and Jeff went home after this. And Alexander was given a group of people that would look after him. A council of people.
Oh, and now, did Alexander care that his cousin was just killed?
We don't have anything on it. We can assume that they weren't close.
Yeah.
Elagabalus did hate Alexander.
Yeah.
And he was never nice to him, so we could assume that Alexander would have been too.
Fair enough. Okay.
I think Alexander would have noticed more that the Praetorian Guard just straight up walked up to the emperor and murdered him. That's probably what we'll get to
probably
him a bit
what
more.
Went through his head a bit
because
more.
Because he's now that Roman emperor, right? Well, Alexander, once in charge, again, this is all Alexander's council.
Yes.
It's a council of a group of senators that were put in charge that would help Alexander until he became of age.
Yes.
And they put a new Praetorian prefect in named Ulpian.
Ulpian,
yeah.
Was this from anything? Like, from the Praetorian Guard? From, like, a senator group?
He was a senator that they put in charge of the guard.
Gotcha.
We don't want the guard to be just doing that again, you know?
I feel like they don't have much say over whether the guard does that again.
And so Ulpian started putting stricter measures into the guard.
Oh, Ulpian's dead in the next 5 minutes.
And the guard, they were not happy with this. They were used to doing what they wanted. Right? And this Ulpian guy was just not letting him do that.
Oh, shocking.
Yeah.
All right. 3 minutes, 4 minutes.
And the guard just weren't happy.
That's not a good sign.
No, no. They decided, you know what? Let's go look for Ulpian.
Just because.
Civilians were in the way.
Well.
And the civilians were kind of upset. Because the Praetorian Guard have just been bullies.
Yeah.
And so the...
Jeff the Great's about to die to, like, a civilian mob. The rest of this is just on something else completely.
We don't know exactly what started it, but at the beginning of 223, fighting breaks out between the Praetorian Guard and the civilians. Now, all we know is that the fighting lasted about 3 days.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was 3 days.
So we're talking, like, 12 million on each side here.
Yep. The population and the guard just started killing each other. Fair. And the guard were eventually pushed back.
Now, just the Praetorian Guard or also the, like, civilian guard force?
Not said. We could assume that they'd be helping, if not just standing back and letting it happen.
Helping which side, if maybe. That's what I figured.
Because the Praetorian Guard are not supposed to be doing this.
Yeah, and it's largely like the Praetorian Guard are the bullies. I assume the other ones are like probably not great.
Yep,
but like
they're not
better.
So Jeff and the guard were pushed back to the camp by the civilians.
Oh shit, let's go.
There is just so many more civilians than there are guards.
Nothing to lose but your chains, exactly. Pog.
But as they were getting pushed back, Jeff ordered that they start throwing torches on the houses.
Oh.
And fire started coming out.
Oh, shit.
So the Praetorians went behind their walls as the city started burning.
Ooh.
Now, that crowd that was outside started going back to save their stuff.
Yeah, fair.
Right? And as soon as the crowd started dispersing, the Praetorians left the camp. And went on the offensive again.
Oh, fuck. I remember we mentioned it earlier, but the Praetorian Guard was about how big? Like, actually?
About 5,000, 10,000.
5,000, 10,000? And civilians, there's like 100,000?
At this time, there, I believe, was 500,000 people in Rome.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Rome was the biggest city in the world.
Yeah,
this time.
That's much bigger than I expected.
And would remain for a while until Constantinople.
Okay.
And then Constantinople would be for about 1,000 years.
Ah, right.
Yeah. Until Baghdad. Baghdad would be the first. And Cairo.
Okay.
Would be the ones that pass.
Something, something. Rome must burn.
Yeah. And the guard made a point to the emperor, and more specifically to Ulpian, that they would not be messed around with. Ulpian did not react well to this burning of the city.
What choice do you have, buddy?
Yeah. And came down strictly on the guards.
Right, 2 minutes.
Executing the ringleaders. The only reason Jeff was spared...
I was going to say.
...was because he was the only one that was known.
Oh.
His family name was, was that big at this stage.
Oh, fuck. Okay.
Right? And that... Because Alexander's not a big fan of Severus, obviously Jeff IV is being looked at in good light.
Yes, yes.
So this looks well on Jeff V.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually, after a few weeks, the guard decided to go and have another meeting with Ulpian.
Just have some talks.
Yeah. Jeff was angry specifically with Ulpian, and he started gathering support of the troops after the ringleaders were executed. And they chased Ulpian out of the camp.
Oh.
And Ulpian ran and ran and ran. And the guard chased him.
Oh.
And he went until he got until the royal palace, and he went to Alexander.
Mm.
And the guard followed him, and they entered the palace, and they saw a scene in front of them, where Alexander stood in front of Ulpian.
Oh, shit.
And threw his purple cloak. Purple is the royal of the emperor. Only the emperors are allowed to wear purple.
Purple.
And he threw his purple cloak over Ulpian and said, "You cannot kill. Go back to the camp."
Fuck.
Jeff and the guard push the emperor aside.
Oh, fuck.
And stab Ulpian to death.
Hey, 5 minutes.
While wearing...
There he is. That feels symbolic.
Yeah.
That feels, like, deeply symbolic.
They looked at Alexander and walked out of the room. Like, I'm sorry,
Praetorian,
but how weak would you feel?
Yeah, my God. Oh, like, Alexander went for, like, the big symbolic, like, I will throw the full weight of the emperor over his shoulders to protect him. And it's like, weight of the emperor doesn't mean shit to my fucking sword.
Yeah, they just stabbed right through the purple cloak.
Yeah. And they didn't kill Alexander and, like, declare one of them emperor or just
the governing body. Didius.
They could have made a pretty penny.
Because at this stage, Macrinus was the first... equestrian to be emperor. Still had to be a horsey person to be emperor, and he was the only one. The rest were all senatorial class.
Okay.
And no one in this guard was senatorial class or equestrian. Jeff is a peasant still. His class is. Yes, right? Yes. He might be
he's
wealthy.
He's like a very wealthy peasant.
But, they're all over the place.
He's like sports contracts and people like... All right, topical. He's like people looking at like actors on SAG-AFTRA are like, "Wow, I can't believe I don't know whoever the fuck is on strike. They're a millionaire. Yeah. They don't stand." I'm like, "You fucking idiot." Anyway,
Jeff decided this was probably a good time to leave Rome for a bit.
I just want to go on a trip. That's all.
Yeah. Well, he asked a friend in the guard to help him get a position in Syria.
He's going back.
Yeah. He's never been either.
Oh, true.
Right? He's never been outside of Italy at this
stage. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And of course, he got the position.
It's just all about who you know.
Well, yeah. And disappointing. The big reason why he wanted to leave was because he was getting worried. A bunch of people that helped him do this, Alexander was sending them with promotions to other areas of the empire and discreetly executing them.
Oh, fuck.
Right? So he was still getting payback for this.
Yeah.
So Jeff was like, let me just get out before I get any of this.
Yeah.
And,
however, that almost feels like, at least if Alexander was able to view it that way, like he could have seen that as just like, oh, Jeff is doing the first half for me. Let's find someone in Syria to like dome this dumbass.
Yeah. Dome that dumbass.
Yeah.
Whatever reason, we don't know why that nothing happens from this. And maybe it's because in the East, something just happened.
Now, when you say East, do you mean Middle East or like Asia?
Yes, Middle East.
Okay.
The Parthians have been with us for a while, haven't
Anime
they?
Anime was discovered. Yes.
We've seen them since Trajan.
Yeah.
He beat them back. And then we saw them again in the...
Yeah, but they've tried, like, a few times to, like, come
to Rome.
Yeah, we've
seen Volagossis come, and we saw them in Jeff 2 and 3's episode, right?
That was the, like, Sean Shaw?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then we saw in Jeff 4's episode, Caracalla scatter the ashes of Parthian kings.
Oh, Metal Gear.
Okay. Right? But for the most part, they've been pretty passive.
Since the last time.
Well, we haven't seen them push into Rome too much.
Yeah, yeah.
Sure, they enter Syria a bit. Armenia
Haven't pushed into Rome. They've pushed into, like, the Empire of Rome.
Things are about to change.
Cool.
Because in 222, the Parthian Empire collapses.
Oh. Just
when
civil
the,
wars?
When the last Parthian king, Artabanus IV, loses in battle to a Persian general named Ardashir.
That's a fucking rad name.
Yeah. And Ardashir executed Artabanus and declared that the Persian Empire was restored.
Ooh, all right.
About 800 years ago, Cyrus the Great created the first Persian Empire.
Okay.
The Achaemenid Empire. The only person you will know is Xerxes from that empire. Oh,
yeah.
Xerxes is the one from the movie.
Yeah.
That guy's also known as Xerxes the Great in that.
Okay.
So, and they would be the most dominant empire in the world had ever seen until Alexander came and took it over within 11 years.
Okay.
He was efficient.
Yeah.
Once Alexander died, his successors split the empire up.
Mm-hmm.
Where,
with duct tape. Yeah. Right down the middle.
And in all of Syria and the Middle East, which is what they held at the time.
Yes.
The Seleucid Empire was created. It was Greek.
The woke empire.
Yeah, it was a Greek Persian empire mixture. Right? And then over the next 200-300 years, the Seleucids would just waver and waver and waver until they were finally taken out by the joint effort of the Parthians and Romans.
Gotcha.
Right? And now for the last 400 years, the Parthians have been the ones there.
Okay.
Right? And they haven't really been a huge threat.
Yes.
Right? Things are about to change drastically this front. Right? And now when Jeff arrived in Syria, a letter came in from Alexander.
Mm-hmm.
Bit nerve-wracking. How
that's fair.
This is literally what happened to all the other guys. But
my guess is it's calling him back?
No.
Oh. He's in Syria.
He's already in Syria. He wants Jeff to be a delegate.
Oh, fuck.
To the Sassanid Empire.
Now,
which is the new empire that just arose.
This is the guy is like, this is the Persian Empire now that's just called the Sassanid. Is this Alexander going, he'll probably fuck it up and this'll be how he's executed? Or does he genuinely believe Jeff is the best person for the job, if we know that?
I believe he believes that Jeff is the only person in the East at the moment.
Oh, okay.
At least that's not doing anything.
Yeah.
That can do this job.
Yeah, and honestly, probably a level of like, and he's expendable if it doesn't work out.
Yeah. But
I feel this is the most antagonism that Jeff has had with an empire, like on a large scale. I know that Jeff 1 had
and
the,
Jeff
like,
3 had his
spat,
whole
spat, but yeah. they were in love with the empire, the general. This one's like from the beginning. It was like, fuck this guy, fuck this. I'm going to Syria.
I do believe I said that he arrived. This all happened in 224.
Mm-hmm.
It did. He did stay in Syria for about 5 years, just working in the military.
Yeah, he continued to...
He worked in the military for that 5 years. Nothing happened in that 5 years.
Oh.
And then it was just pretty calm.
Yeah.
Right? Maybe like a few skirmishes with like some desert tribes, but besides that, nothing.
Yeah.
Right? So nothing notable. He just got military experience.
Yeah.
And then in 229 is when this happened.
And he arrived in Syria in 222, right?
In 224 he 222. Arrived.
Oh, but he left in 222.
Yeah.
Gotcha. 222 took 2 years. 224 stays there for 5 years.
While he was there, in 225, in that waiting time between him going to
Syria and getting the letter.
Yeah. He had a child.
Oh.
In Syria, of course. And that child's name is Jeff 6. Yeah.
Way ahead of you.
Way ahead of you. You got him already on there.
All right, moving.
Hell yeah. Okay. And now, in 229, Jeff, by the way, Jeff will never see his son again.
Oh.
He is an absentee father.
Oh.
Like he doesn't really think much about it ever.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Does he know he had a kid?
Yeah.
Okay.
He just kind of dipped. He left his son with, at this stage, it would be his, like, distant cousins.
Mm.
His grandmother's sister. Well, his grandmother's sister was there. She has children in Syria still.
Okay.
And so Jeff 6 is staying in Syria with his extended family.
And that's Jafina the youngest?
Youngest, yeah.
Okay.
But we don't have anything on these people at all, despite... Fair. I just have to assume that that's where he stayed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Otherwise, why would you? Where would you leave your 4-year-old?
Fair, fair.
All right, son. Go experience the world.
Have fun.
Dada?
Honestly, if he was even saying anything at the time, yeah, that would be impressive.
Exactly.
All right, son, go experience the world.
In 299, we just skipped.
Damn, yo.
80 years.
One thing led to another, and Hitler conquered Germany.
It's all Jeff's fault.
Yeah.
In 229.
Jeff rejected him from art school.
Headed into Persia. The destination was Ctesiphon.
Alone or with...
With a delegation of people.
Okay.
Yeah.
He I assume relatively small, like 100 or something?
Yeah, about that, actually. Okay. Yeah. Maybe even a bit less.
Okay.
And the goal was to try and convince the Persians to send some envoys back with him. Some diplomats.
Yeah, yeah.
To maybe talk about just, like, where we stand as empires,
yes,
you know?
Yes, yes.
And the following year, Jeff arrived in the city. The city looked grim.
Ooh.
Because it was just 20, 30 years ago that the Romans sacked the city.
Oh, yeah.
Now,
yeah,
of course, you can rebuild quick.
What's the city's name?
Ctesiphon.
Ctesiphon, okay.
Yeah. Seleucia is gone because we razed it to the ground. And,
yes, yes. Yeah. And the city that was rebuilt was Ctesiphon.
No, Ctesiphon was there,
Ctesiphon
too.
Ctesiphon was there, too.
Yeah. It's just they sacked city both, city destroyed Seleucia because Seleucia held out longer.
Oh, okay. Right? Yes, yes. This is the one they could kind of salvage, maybe.
It is said that Jeff made a tasteless joke at this point about Ctesiphon looking a bit worse for wear. And that he heard stories of his grandfather of all the glory and stuff of what happened here.
Yeah. Right? Not my grandfather's cousin.
Yeah, yeah.
Ignore that one.
Yeah, yeah, right? And that nobody found it funny, by the way.
I thought it was pretty funny.
Yeah, yeah. No, but no one at the time.
See,
no
is,
one,
no this one is in what Ctesiphon. The liberals are doing to comedy.
Exactly.
Can't even make a joke anymore.
Jeff was put in a nice house by the King of Kings. Right.
He's currently
in Ctesiphon.
What's the name?
What?
The King of King name?
Ardashir.
Oh, it's, okay. He's it is the cool
he's
guy.
The,
okay.
Yeah.
Ardashir, the Shah and Shah.
Yeah, the Shah and
Damn,
Shah.
Damn, that
Ardashir.
Goes hard.
Ardashir the First.
We just follow him instead now.
Yeah. Ardashir, born in 193 AD.
Perfect.
He was a Persian noble who rose to... I'm kidding. And he had a little, like, villa in the middle of the city he was put up in. This is a Roman delegation. This has to be treated nicely.
Yeah.
So they put him up in this nice area in the middle of the city, nice house. And this
like
was the first time Jeff felt like an important person, for real.
Oh, okay.
Right? And
not
some...
standing over the emperor cowering in a corner, or standing over the
well,
emperor
like...
cowering in a toilet.
Yeah, but that's
or
just
pushing aside the empire
well, no,
to
because
stab his.
That's we're just a Praetorian. That's just what we do, right? That's not power. That's
yeah,
just
that's...
what the Praetorians do.
That's just Praetorian guard shit.
This
yeah,
is a
boys
different...
will be boys. Praetorians will be Praetorians.
Exactly.
What can I say?
This is a you're in a different empire, and they're treating you like royalty.
Okay.
Right, like Jeff has ever felt this amount. Bar maybe Jeff 4, because he was so close to
yes, yes.
the emperor.
Yeah, but that was it wasn't like a different empire.
And Caracalla is not the best person to have as like your bestie if you want to be comfortable.
Yeah.
Bestie. And within a few weeks, Jeff got an audience with Ardashir himself.
Oh, damn.
The King of Kings.
All right.
And we don't know what was happened in this meeting, but all we do know is that it ended with Jeff being given 400 diplomats to
Ooh,
be sent to
damn.
Rome. Yeah. And Jeff had to stay in Ctesiphon until everything was organized. So about 2 years had passed before everything was fully set up from when he first left Syria
yes.
to when he started leaving. So in 231, Jeff finally sets off out of Ctesiphon.
And back to Rome?
Back to Rome. Back to just the border, right?
Oh, this is going
to
take like 3 years.
It's not that long.
Oh, no, just to the border, you said?
Yeah, well, just into the empire.
Gotcha, gotcha.
And Jeff got into a few arguments with these Persians along the way.
Oh, shit.
They were annoyed at how long the trip was taking. And Jeff was annoyed with their attitude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Killed a couple diplomats. It's fine.
He has along the way, Jeff received another letter from Alexander.
Oh, no.
And he read it. And we think at this time that because of his work and because of distance and time, Jeff's image in Alexander's eyes has changed a bit.
Okay.
Where he realizes something's big's happening, and Jeff fully succeeded in what he was planning on doing.
Yeah.
So he sent a letter to Jeff.
Yeah.
In late 231, Jeff arrived back in Syria. And he heard that Ardashir was causing problems for Alexander on the border.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And the he told the boy emperor that all ancient Persian land was now his. So that is all of Syria, all of Turkey, Greece, Egypt. Those are now my belongings. That is my territory now.
Wait, leave.
This is Ardashir saying this. Alexander.
Okay.
And we don't get, like, Alexander, he's calm a lot. He stays calm he does things like he's older now, right?
He's like in his 20s?
Yeah, about that.
Mid-late 20s?
He actually gets pretty irritated with this letter from Ardashir.
And does this letter arrive before Jeff?
No, same time around.
Okay.
And so Alexander began mobilizing his troops. And that is when the letter that Jeff was given comes into play.
Mm.
Jeff immediately gets his guards and arrests the 400 diplomats.
Oh, shit.
You don't do that to diplomats.
Did Alexander know Jeff had these diplomats?
Yes, that's what he was sent there for.
Okay, right? Okay. I wasn't sure if he knew he had succeeded yet.
Yeah. Jeff had a good old smirk on his face, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Yeah? I bet you wish it took a bit longer, didn't you?
Hey, that'll do.
Yeah. Good old smirk. From there, Jeff went to Alexander. But perhaps still feeling a bit wary of Jeff.
Fair enough.
He sent Jeff back to Rome. And so Jeff did not take part in this war.
Do you mean back to Syria?
Back to Rome. Because
sends him back to Rome from Syria.
Yeah, at this point, Alexander has made his way to Syria to fight this battle between Ardashir and Alexander. Nothing really, like, the battle accomplishes nothing.
Really, it's only like a couple million on each side.
Yeah, it's pretty grim. But we don't need to care about it. Jeff misses this war.
All right, yeah, now, fuck it. Go next.
In 234, Jeff arrived in Rome again, and he started consolidating his life there again.
Okay.
Yeah. Jeff ran into issues with a certain family at this stage.
Oh?
Yeah. He started having arguments with an equestrian family called the Jefficus family.
Oh, okay.
And just talking about how Jeff was really nothing compared to the Jefficus family. And damn. Jeff
bold
rightly
claims.
Pointed out, well, I'm friends with the emperor, you're not.
I'm also friends with the other emperor. And I have 400 diplomats.
Exactly. Well, that's what Jeff said to Jefficus.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And then everything was marginally normal in Rome for about a year.
Okay. And at this point, we're in, like, 235.
Exactly.
So Jeff is, like, getting up there.
Yeah. On March 18th, 235.
Ooh. Exact date.
Word came in. Alexander Severus was murdered.
Oh, fuck.
By a man we've come across before.
Oh?
Named Maximinus Thrax.
Oh, fuck.
The guy who was with them on Caracalla.
Yeah.
That guy came from nowhere, didn't he?
Isn't he, 70 now?
He's pretty old now. He is pretty old.
Like, 60, 70s.
He's about that age.
Yeah, yeah.
And, okay. Maximinus Thrax.
He's just kind of been plotting in the background for, like, 30-something
years. It's not his episode, so we didn't have to go into it.
No, fair.
This is the first time Jeff would have heard about it.
Yeah, no, perfect.
Yeah.
Shit. Okay.
Jeff was horrified.
Really? Okay.
Because Maximinus Thrax didn't like Macrinus or Jeff IV.
Oh.
He was only there for Caracalla.
Okay.
Right?
Oh, I totally thought Thrax well, and Ford
remember
were...
when remember when Caracalla died?
Yeah, yeah.
I said that Maximinus Thrax left to go join the army in the Danube region.
Oh, yes,
that was
yes,
because
yes.
he was not a big fan of Macrinus or Jeff Four.
Okay, right? Okay. I figured Macrinus, but I wasn't sure Four.
Yeah, well, Four
more by
still
association
there.
Of like, was, yeah, I'm going to go with
they,
Macrinus.
The four of them were like a tight group
yeah, yeah.
around Caracalla, so like... He just didn't like
yeah,
Jeff
okay.
too much.
When
right?
the owner of the Discord server leaves and you kind of like have a couple
yeah,
have
like
a bit of a falling
like,
out.
Yeah, exactly. In 236 AD, Jeff got a personal letter from his cousin in Syria.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. Your 12-year-old son has ran away from home and joined the army.
Let's go, six.
Yeah, 12 years old.
Damn, I think that's the earliest start to the army we've had.
It is the earliest start, because Jeff 4 joined when he was 16. 16.
This one was 13.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, damn.
Well, yeah, and Jeff, technically, if you want to... He never fought in the actual... Like, he was in the army for that 5 years.
Yeah.
But he was in the Praetorian at 18, which is still the army. It's still...
Yeah, France. Yeah. He wasn't... Really, he wasn't, like, in the army. It was more like he was a... Like, you would say he was, like, a... I don't know. I almost want to say, like, a Senate member.
Yeah.
Not, like...
But not a Senate member.
Yeah.
So those guys yes, are way higher
yes. yeah.
than any Praetorian. Well, according to the Senate.
He was... Oh, yeah. No, never mind. What am I saying? He was, like, CIA or FBI.
Yeah.
He wasn't, like, military army dude.
Yeah. Jeff, not knowing what to do with this news, did nothing.
All right.
Ah, cool. Well.
Fair enough.
Hope he survives.
Best of luck to him.
Yeah. Jeff headed to the Senate to see what was going on with the whole Maximinus Thrax. Yeah. But at this time, if you were not a senator, you were not allowed in the Senate building.
Oh, shit.
But
okay.
they did keep the doors open.
Oh.
So people could stand outside and yeah. see what was happening. Now, the doors were closed sometimes
yeah.
on important things. Today, they weren't. So he wasn't allowed to enter, but he stood in the doorway, and Jefficus was already there.
Ooh.
And just instantly started hurling abuse at Jeff.
Oh.
They just, at this time, the Jeff and Jeff.
Aren't they united at this time, though?
No.
Oh,
at
okay.
this time, Jeff and Jeff can't stand each other.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. And Jeff, furious with Jefficus, just ignored it.
Fair enough.
And just listened and stood in the door.
Yeah.
Something had to be
Grin
done.
And bear. Grin and bear.
Yeah. But nothing would happen quickly. Just... They're slow in Rome, right?
Yeah, yeah.
There's
yeah.
nothing they can do against Maximinus.
So is he emperor now?
Maximinus Thrax?
He declared himself emperor?
Yes, he did.
I figured,
also...
I just want to be sure.
A peasant.
Oh, fuck. Let's go.
He's the first peasant emperor.
Rise up. Let's go.
Now, the senators,
gang, gang.
Not happy because now they're being executed by Maximinus Thrax.
Get fucked.
And they're and now Maximinus Thrax said, well, we need to pay the army more. So he raised the prices of the...
he raised the pay yeah. of the army once more.
Yep. And by the way, Jeff's
is Rome
not,
bankrupt yet?
Jeff is not part of the Praetorians anymore.
Oh.
Right? When
really?
He went back to Rome, he was just a guy in Rome.
Oh, even with all the diplomats?
He just didn't feel like he wanted to go back.
Oh, like he just kind of
yeah.
quit.
Yeah.
Okay,
he's,
fair enough.
He's a landowner in Rome. He's fine.
Okay, yeah, no,
right. Like you're making fine money.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he probably
no,
had.
Was he a landlord?
No.
Oh, thank God.
No, no. He too close to slavery for him.
Fair enough. Yeah. All right. I was scared. He's about to lose some points.
Then we enter the year 238.
All right.
More commonly known as the year of the six emperors.
I thought you said there was. Well, all right.
Maximinus, in April of 238, Maximinus right. had proven himself to be a brutish dictator.
All right, well, we're already in April. Okay.
Yeah. And he was putting senators to their death and just taking all their wealth and giving it to the army.
That's so Malcor.
Yeah, and now the Praetorian Guard were the ones executing the senators on yeah. his orders, right? So all now right. there was becoming this rift between Jeff and the Praetorians.
Oh, yeah, I guess because he's not...
No, right?
Do any of them, like, remember him or anything like that?
It's been
or...
about
I guess,
15
no, it's been,
years
yeah,
since
yeah.
he's been
It was, like,
there?
10 years of travel, 5
yeah,
years
Yeah, so
of...
a lot, most of the guard are different.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the other ones that remember him too long ago, right? Yeah, yeah. Like, if you've had a schoolmate in like 10 years ago, and would you feel inclined to help him at all if you guys were both 10 years old?
Nah.
No, right? That's like, fair. It's just, especially if they weren't too close, and, you know, it's just nothing really there for
him. Yeah.
The Senate had enough, though. There was just too many deaths happening.
Mm.
And drastic measures were needed. And so the Senate decided to make an unprecedented move.
Ooh.
Some of the equestrians were going to be promoted to be in the Senate.
Okay.
Because the Senate was looking a bit dry right now.
Not many senators there.
Yeah. Jeff was very excited. He figured, he can get this. I can be there.
Yeah.
And then Jeffikus leaned over and said, hey, dude, you're not even an equestrian. You're a peasant, right? And Jeff was irritated, and he had a plan.
Mm-hmm.
The next day was supposed to be the decision.
Oh, that's quick.
Jeff sent some of his patrons, not Patreons.
Patrons.
So at this stage, Jeff's mostly the senators. First Patreon. So mostly senators at this time would do this. Jeff, being wealthy, would be able to do this.
Yes.
Usually you were equestrian or senatorial class, but he just doesn't care about
it. He just has the money to do it.
When you have patrons, it means I like that Patreons. You give those patrons money.
Mm-hmm.
For whatever businesses they're running, and in return, they'll back you up in anything.
Okay.
Right? So it's kind of like your own little mob.
Yeah.
And Jeff sent his mob to block the streets.
You changed the language quickly there.
Yeah. to block the streets.
That's cool.
Coming from Jeffikus's house.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
All right.
And Jeff went to the Senate building.
Let's go, Jeff.
Yeah. Jeff was escorted into the Senate building with all the other equestrians.
Okay.
And because Jeffikus was absent, that same day, Jeffianus V was announced to be promoted to the rank of senator.
Ooh.
Fully skipping over equestrian.
Equestrian.
Now, in order, like, to be a senator, all, like, I'm going to be name-dropping quite a bit in a second here. Yeah. All of these people that, for the most part, I'll be mentioning will become emperors. Oh, and they will become emperors because they are senatorial class.
Okay.
Being senator, there is not a lot of senatorial class.
Yeah.
It is the 0.01% of the population is senatorial class. Okay. This is massive.
Mm.
This changes pretty much everything for the Jeff family.
Yeah.
Because now Jeff literally is allowed to lead armies now. Oh, he's allowed to technically become the emperor.
Yeah, yeah.
He's allowed to do all of these things that he previously couldn't do. He's allowed to be in the Senate making decisions.
Yeah, that's admittedly, that's pretty great.
Yeah. the mistake was figured out almost immediately.
Oh, no.
Shortly after Jeffikus had arrived, because he did arrive just late. And he was outraged that he was passed over.
Oh, so like it was a mistake, but they had to keep it?
Well...
Oh, no. Okay.
The Senate began to talk about it until a man named Valerian...
Ooh, that's a good name.
That is. ...stood up and said that Jeff V did a lot for the Roman people. He deserved this promotion.
All right. Yeah, what the fuck did Jeffikus do?
Yeah, right? Yeah, he's just an equestrian.
Yeah.
Get out.
You're an equestrian. He's a senator now.
Yeah, you get out of the Senate building. You're an equestrian.
Ooh, get fucked.
So Jeffikus was forced to leave.
Let's go. I feel like that stokes some rage in his heart, though.
Jeffikus's heart?
Yeah. Maybe a little bit.
Once that was finalized, a letter came in. But from a man named Cyril.
Oh.
Not actually his name. The podcast made this character up.
Okay.
Cyril had a letter. Two men had declared themselves emperor in Africa.
Okay.
Their names were Gordian I and Gordian II.
All right.
Yes.
Gordian is real, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Is this Gordian not anything?
No. That's okay. Alexander the Great's thing.
Okay.
Valerian said that Jeff should read the letter out to the Senate.
Oh, no.
We've had like two instances
of someone reading a letter and it just being dragging them.
If it makes you feel better, we're on page 12 of 19.
Oh, damn. Okay.
So, I know, it seems like he's like...
Well, it could be a close call.
Yeah. A senator who just arrived in the city a few days ago named Decius also seconded that Jeff, as his first task, should read the letter.
Okay.
And I quote, and this is not practiced, so...
That's fine.
Conscript fathers, the two Gordians, father and son, both ex-consuls, one of them your proconsul and the other now your legate, have been declared emperor by the great assembly in Africa. Let us give thanks to the young man of Thydris. Thydris are the rich people who elevated the Gordians.
Gotcha.
And thanks also to the ever-loyal people of Carthage. That's the capital of Africa.
Yeah.
They have freed us from the savage monster, that wild beast. Why do you hear me? With quaking. Why do you look around? Why do you delay? Is this what you always hoped for? Maximinus is our enemy. The gods should now bring it to pass that we may now cease to be, and that we with joyful hearts may enjoy the happiest aghast of the elder Gordian and the intrepid vigor of the younger. Whoever shall kill the public enemy shall get a reward.
Let's go reward! Woo!
Yeah, so basically saying... Maximinus Thrax is now the enemy of the state, and it is every Roman's duty
to kill the Roman emperor on sight. Cool.
Yes.
Well, he's not the emperor. The Gordians are.
Yeah, now the Gordians are.
So, yeah. 1, 2, 3.
Right after this, news came in from the Senate to the Senate that Cyril had went to the Praetorian prefect, a man named Vitalianus. And he gave this a letter to Vitalianus. Vitalianus opened the letter, and Cyril stabbed him to death. Yes, the Praetorian prefect.
That's the second time that's happened.
Yeah, the Praetorian prefect...
Oldest trick in the book. Weirdly effective, though.
1 month later, horrible news came in. The Gordians in Africa were killed.
What?
Yeah. They lasted 20 days.
Were they even emperors? They just declared it.
Because the Senate approved. They were
legitimate. Oh, the Senate approved.
The Senate approved.
Okay.
They are legitimate emperors.
For
Gordian
20 days.
Gordian II ruled for 21 days, and Gordian I ruled for 22. Gordian the second went out to fight, not Maximinus, because in Africa there were no legions, but in the neighboring province of Numidia there were. So they ordered that the governor of Numidia give the legions. But the governor of Numidia was not a fan of Gordian I, so he marched on into the province of Africa, and Gordian II met him in battle. I hasten to call it a battle. It's more like a massacre. And Gordian II was dead. Nope, actually.
Oh, okay.
He declared for Maximinus.
Okay.
And then Gordian I hearing, because Gordian, by the way, they were forced at sword point to become emperor by the people in Africa.
Oh,
they said,
okay,
if you don't become emperor, we'll kill you.
All right.
And so that made their decision really easily.
I mean, I kind of get why they wouldn't want to, because then suddenly there's a massive fucking target on their back.
Yeah, well, it's neither die now or die later.
Yeah, yeah.
And so
or die
so
in approximately 23 days.
Yeah. Hmm. And after hearing that his son died, Gordian went into his closet, hung up a rope, and hung himself.
Oh.
Yeah, you hate to see it. He did die at the age of like 80.
Yeah.
Because they forced him to become emperor at 80 or 70.
Damn, okay.
But he did live a fruitful, good life up until that point. He's fine. But it is sad that he had to go out that way after hearing about his son's death. Jeff, at this stage...
So Maximus is emperor again?
Yeah, he's still emperor.
But that's still
But he's still
emperors.
The enemy of the state.
Oh, okay.
So...
All right.
Because they already declared for the Gordians, so now and they killed the Praetorian prefect that Maximinus put in.
Man, that's some fucking insane politics.
Now, and Maximinus is on his way now.
Is his first order not, hey, don't kill the emperor, he's actually really cool now?
Yeah, no, well, they realize that this won't fly. Jeff and the consul at the time, so the guy, you know, consuls, right? I told you about him a bit.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, they're not as powerful as they used to be, but they're still in charge of the Senate.
Okay.
Yeah, a man named Pontianus started arguing with Jeff about biscuits. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it was Jeff's job to bring in the biscuits the first week he was supposed to be.
Is that like bringing the oranges to soccer games?
Yeah, right? And Jeff didn't bring it the first week and then didn't bring it the second week.
What the fuck, Jeff?
And so now they were bickering. Yeah, they were bickering about the biscuits. And a man named Timothy stood up. Not Furious Tim. This is the guy made up by the Roman, by Jeff, by Rob and Jamie, sorry.
By Jeff.
Timothy stood up as this argument was going on and said, "You are disturbed by petty things."
Ooh, yo, Timothy kind of got bars.
Which I can imagine Jeff at that point grumbled and said, "If it's so petty, then why am I getting it in the ear for missing the biscuits?"
Fair enough.
Right? Like, what the hell? Right?
Oh, so Timothy wasn't on Jeff's side. He was on...
Yeah, he was sent to the consul. You guys are talking about petty things.
Yeah, yeah.
And Jeff was like, "Well, why am I getting it in the ear about biscuits if we're talking about petty things?"
Gotcha.
All right, this is petty.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It says explain the Gordians. I've already done that, so
all
it's
right,
fine.
Perfect.
The Senate had already committed treason by supporting the Gordians over Maximinus.
Yeah.
So they decided they had to continue the revolt.
Wouldn't that be supporting the
Nope, not quite.
Gordians were...
Not quite.
All right, fair enough.
In the Senate, they were talking about who should be the next emperor.
Mm.
First was a man named Balbinus.
Okay.
Yeah, he was the one first bandied about to be the emperor. And they said, you know what? Yeah, you could be emperor. You are an aristocrat.
Okay.
You know the city and you know the politics.
Okay.
Now we need someone... Who's more of a military man instead.
Yeah.
Right? So they thought about names. Jeff was brought up.
Yeah. Yeah.
As someone who could be the emperor.
Maybe too green.
Yeah. Well, they were like, no. Okay. Not quite. Not quite yet. And finally... finally, they decided that it was going to be another senator sitting at the table.
Okay.
A senator with a name... A name that you will probably remember.
All right.
And his name was Pupienus Maximus.
No. No shot. Really?
That is how it was pronounced.
Oh.
You can't even say that it's Pupienus because it's with an E, is Pupienus.
Wow.
It is Pupienus, and his last name's Maximus, Pupienus Maximus, which is funny because Maximus means greatest.
Damn, that's...
So Pupienus, the Maximus, the greatest Pupienus.
That's a fucking emperor.
Yeah.
And what a regal name for fucking ruling Rome.
That same day, Balbinus and Pupienus were made Roman emperors.
Oh, both of them. Okay.
Both of them.
Co-emperors.
Pupienus was going to be sent up to...
You going to be able to finish the episode?
He's not in it for crazy long on ours.
Yeah. Like I guess we're only at five. We're only at five.
This is 4 and 5.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they had... The podcast had to do an entire episode on Pupienus, so...
Oh, damn.
Yeah, no, that was rough. Pupienus was sent up to... we are five.
Breath in, breath out.
Okay, he was sent up to fight Maximinus Thrax, who was now at a city called Aquileia.
What if we just call him shit-ass instead?
We will not have to follow Pupienus, thank God.
Oh, okay.
Because Jeff stays in Rome.
Okay.
Yeah. The people were pissed, though. Everyone loved the Gordians. The Gordians put on games.
Oh, for their fucking 30-day reign?
No, well, they were 80 and 50. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
So in Gordian, I said that in that speech, he was a consul. When he was consul, he put on massive games.
Oh,
he was a consul
okay.
during the reign of Caracalla, with Caracalla. And he put on games that were said to have even surpassed Caracalla.
Oh, damn.
Which
okay.
is dangerous with Caracalla, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, no. So, at least the elder Gordian was held in very high esteem by the people.
Mm-hmm.
But Balbinus and Pupienus...
Who the fuck are these?
Yeah, who the hell are they? So the people demanded that they name another Gordian emperor.
Oh, okay.
Because the first two were so brilliant.
Yeah. And obviously, this all comes from blood and not lived experience. Yeah, exactly.
And there's a Gordian alive still in the city, right?
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. He's still in the city. They were in Africa. He's in Rome.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. How old is he?
That's so well.
How old is he? He's 12?
That's fine.
Yeah. Whatever. Bring him to the palace.
Yeah.
So he was brought to the palace and made Caesar on the spot.
Woo! Caesar. Let's go!
Now, what this did was cover every aspect of what they thought they needed.
Mm-hmm.
They have Pupienus, who could be the military man, right? Mm-hmm. They have Balbinus, who could be that guy who controls the political stuff.
Yeah.
And then they have an heir, because both of them are both very old. Both in their 70s.
Oh, yeah. Or 60s, okay.
Right? So then they have an heir, right? That they can have take over afterwards. This is great.
Would this be considered a triumvirate?
I wouldn't call it...
Like, or that's just a big like a grandiose. Trio of emperors.
That's pretty grandiose.
Okay, because a triumvirate. At least like for the one triumvirate we've kind of briefly talked about, it felt more like it was
Julius Caesar, Pompey, and Crassus.
Yeah. It was like the three of them plotted and climbed the political ladder.
I would argue that Julius Caesar, Crassus, and Pompey are slightly more impressive than Balbinus, Pupienus, and Gordian III. Okay?
A little bit.
Just a little bit. Well, actually, we'll get to the end of the year of six emperors, and we'll see if you think...
Is there currently four fucking emperors?
Yes.
What? Oh, fucking hell. All right.
Well, no, because Maximinus is enemy of the state. He is no longer an emperor.
I thought he became emperor again after the two Gordians were killed.
No. Okay. There was just no emperor, according to the Senate. According to Maximinus, he's been the emperor this whole time.
Who the fuck is Gordian?
Yeah.
So it depends on who you talk to. You really need to get both sides of the story.
Exactly.
Did Totalius Rancium do more Maximus parts?
They did Maximinus Thrax first.
Okay.
Got to the end of his life. Then they went back into the Gordians. Okay. Then they went into Pupienus.
I gotcha.
In Maximinus Thrax's episode, you heard... Maximinus heard that there was a revolt in Africa, and they talked about one thing, and then Maximinus heard that the revolt in Africa was put down. So Maximinus Thrax did not hear anything about Gordians, really.
All he heard was actually, Gordian who?
Yeah, they were like, oh, there was a revolt? Oh, wow, okay.
Why is everyone trying to kill me?
Yeah. After Pupienus went up, Balbinus was in charge, and they were in the Senate building talking about what needed to be done. Right?
Yeah.
And a crowd started to form around the Senate door.
Okay.
Like, I told you, right? The people could watch. You Chef can hang out. Literally.
Oh, so was it... When it was it a grievance normally? Or was it just, hey, just we want to see what's happening?
Yeah, people could just see what happened.
This is like watching fucking Fox News.
Jeff and the others started begin to get nervous, though. Two Praetorian guards, off duty, walked towards the door.
Oh, okay. So maybe it isn't just watching the TV.
Yeah. And they went in to the Senate building.
Oh, shit.
Now, some sources say that they were just trying to hear better. But it doesn't change what happens next.
Yeah.
Jeff and another senator panic. And at this stage, senators carried knives on them.
Oh, no.
So Jeff and the senator ran up to the unarmed guards as they were walking in and stabbed them both to death.
Now, part of me wants to say... They were, within their rights to do so.
Mm-hmm. That's what they would have argued.
Their Roman rights. Just because, you're not supposed to go in there. I don't fucking care if you can't hear. What are you doing?
Yeah. That's how they would have saw it. Now, there were Praetorian guards also off duty outside in that crowd as well.
Okay.
And they started to feel really nervous because the crowd was not that sympathetic of the Praetorians.
Oh, of the Praetorians.
Yeah, because the Praetorians have been lording it over them and murdering them from Maximinus' orders.
And they just
watched,
senators kill them.
Yeah. So, the Praetorians began to flee the crowd.
Oh.
And the senators and the civilians decided that enough was enough. So Jeff, leading the civilians, chased the Praetorians all the way back to their camp.
a man of the people. This is like the fourth time the Praetorians have been chased back to their camp.
And yeah, no, I'll be honest. The shit, like the amount of times I like in the sources, I gotta be like, man, like does this really happen like four times? Right? Like fuck.
Look at their camp, Jesus.
And they got all the way to the gates, and the Praetorians lock the gates, and there were guards on the walls.
Oh no.
And the Senate and the civilians, they opened up a warehouse full of various weapons.
Oh, let's go.
And the civilians started to become a bit armored. Not like the guard or anything.
But they had like they had more than they used to.
Yeah. And they also opened up gladiatorial schools.
Oh, shit.
So the gladiators started coming out and helping the civilians.
This is sick. Yeah. This rules.
And they, for the next 3 days, Jeff and the crowd and some of the senators laid siege to this.
Oh, let's this go. That kind of rules, though.
Yeah. Eventually, the crowd...
APAB.
The crowd began to give up.
Aw, no.
And started to disperse.
That sucks.
Yeah. And that is when the guard... open the gates
this
and
charged
out.
This is a bit of deja vu.
Yeah. They killed a bunch of the civilians and a lot of the gladiators.
Ooh.
Who wanted to show how good they were. And they just ended up getting massacred by the Praetorians.
Ew, oops.
And then they ran back to their camp again. Yeah. Jeff, rallying the people one more time,
ooh,
went back at the camp. And it's put up for siege again.
Oh, shit. All right, let's go, Jeff.
Yeah. And for the next few days, the mob would attack the camp, but nothing worked. Eventually, the Senate came up with a plan to cut the water to the camp.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, so they cut the water, which worked. The Praetorian guards realized they couldn't hold out anymore.
Yeah.
And they decided to do a last stand.
Oh.
And they opened the gates... and the professionally trained troops.
Oh, no.
The elite guard of the empire.
Ah, shit.
Fought against a not disciplined mob of people.
Yeah.
People began to flee, and the Praetorians killed everyone they saw.
Oh, fuck.
The civilians started climbing onto the roofs and throwing the tiles down onto the Praetorians' heads, killing them instantly because these are big tiles.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
That's... the Praetorians responded by lighting the buildings that they were standing on fire.
Oh, no.
And then looting the city.
Yeah.
They then went back to their camp, and over the next few days, battling around the city stopped, and a silence grew over the city. Word came in. Maximinus Thrax is dead.
Oh, damn.
He was murdered by his own men outside of the city of Aquileia.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
Yeah. Then, Pupienus and Balbinus got back to the city. Well, just Pupienus.
They're alive still?
Yeah. Damn, 2 months. Only a few weeks passed. This all happened within, like, a couple weeks.
Yeah, fair, right? Fair.
And so about 2 months later, Balbinus and Pupienus were also murdered.
Ah, there it is. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. No, not...
by the Praetorian Guard.
Yeah, yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah. Who else? So it's just Gordian.
Now,
the fucking 13-year-old.
As the sole ruler of the greatest empire in the world,
Gordian III cooked.
Was made full emperor at the age of 13.
Oh my god.
Now, we don't hear much. So, I haven't actually included it, but I guess I should now. Gordian had a Praetorian prefect he put in charge.
Okay.
A man named Furius Timasithius.
Oh, fuck.
Furious Tim.
Furious Tim.
Now, Furious Tim was a lot better, clearly, than any of the other Praetorian prefects that came in.
I mean, you get that nickname.
Because Timasithius actually fixed the Praetorians.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Oh,
now,
Jesus
I'm only bringing this up because, I'll be honest... we're going to have to start saying goodbye to our friends, the Praetorians.
Oh.
We're not going to...
there goes my hero.
Oh, say, can you see from the far. I don't know the rest.
I think it's by the dawn's early light.
I don't know.
Canadian. Yeah. Anyway,
I don't know ours either, though.
Yeah, fair enough.
And so we're not going to be getting many more of these like awesome stories with the Praetorians and the Praetorians murdering the Emperor.
Ah, shucks.
And so I think this is a good time.
Are we
going to
get the Praetorian bard?
We do get some. We get like kind of different versions of the Praetorians throughout.
Okay. Okay.
For the most part, the guard are pretty much gone.
Okay.
Draft is still alive though.
All right.
And between 240 and 245. We don't know when this happens. We just know it happens around this time.
Yeah.
Jeff had been politically fighting Jefficus. And he decided that enough was enough. I am tired of this man.
I tire of this petty squabble.
So Jeff hired a bunch of mercenaries.
Oh, okay.
And equipped them.
Oh, yeah. Jeff is like filthy fucking rich at this
point. Oh, yeah. And he equipped them with axes.
Gold axes.
Gold axes, like my father before
me. Exactly.
And went to the Jefficus family estate one night. The entire Jefficus family line was massacred.
Oh, fuck.
Completely wiped off the map.
Damn.
There are no children...
Cousins.
This entire family line was systematically killed by Jeff.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Problem solved. More politically fighting that guy.
Let's go. I won.
I would count that as a political win.
That's a W, baby. That's politics, baby.
In 244, so we're about, like, what was it? We're about, is it 6 years since the year of the sixth emperor? So Gordian's been... an emperor for about 6 years.
Yeah, and what, now
he's
19.
Yeah, yeah. He was murdered by a man named Philip. And Philip then becomes emperor.
Fair enough.
So Emperor Philip. Badly referred to as Philip the Arab.
Okay.
By Roman sources. Because he was born in Arabia. But he would have definitely been Roman. I don't know why there's distinctions here. And in 246, Philip gave Jeff a task.
10, 12, 14.
He was to be an envoy to Armenia.
Okay.
He was supposed to be discussing to Armenia, because at this stage, in 240, so about 6 years before where I just mentioned, Ardashir dies.
Okay.
And his son, Sharpur.
Less cool, but still all right.
Mm-hmm. A few times in history, you come across an individual who is phenomenal at, like, being a general.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, Hannibal?
Yeah. Maybe Sharpur is not on that level. But like, Sharpur goes down as Sharpur the Great.
Okay.
Yeah, so let's see how Philip does against Sharpur the Great. Philip the Arab.
Philip the dude.
Yeah. We're asking
Philip not, just a guy.
We're not going to go into it. Long story short, Philip does lose to Sharpur.
Wow.
And it is Jeff's task to tell the king of Armenia that he is no longer a vassal of Rome, but a vassal of the Sassanid Persians.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, Jeff.
So, Jeff... starts on his journey.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Jeff stopped for a bit in Turkey, relaxing for a few weeks in Nicomedia.
Cool.
It is a city
close
to where Constantinople will be. Likes the city. Super nice. Stays in a villa. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. He then leaves to really get going to Armenia. Because he's got to get there.
It's got to go on.
Through the trip, he stopped in the province of Cappadocia.
Yeah, what are you going
to
do?
Yeah, the city of Ankara. He's heard good things.
Ooh.
So he goes to the city of Ankara.
Fair
Beautiful.
Enough.
Honestly, he put that above Nicomedia.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so he spends about 2 months there.
He's the world's first travel blogger.
He spends about 2 months in Nicomedia. That's pretty good, yeah.
For the travel times being, like, 3 or 4 years...
They're not that bad travel
2-3 years.
You can get from Spain to Syria walking within... there's more to it. They're on horses.
Well, the travel time isn't a 14-hour flight.
6 months, usually, across the empire, you can get.
Okay.
Right? Even, like, sometimes less, depending on the army you're
building. Fair enough.
We've seen some amazing feats.
So a week I can easily forgive. 2 months is a
The whole trip should have took about, like, 3 months.
Yeah.
He's already been gone for, like, seven to eight months.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Complications arose.
So at the beginning of the next year,
his Yelp account
Jeff
is fine,
finally though. Leaves Ankara and starts going to Armenia. He's not really sure what he's supposed to be doing in Armenia.
Oh.
No.
Fair.
Yeah, no. He just kind of forgot. Yeah,
fair enough.
He knew he had to do something, but he just didn't know.
Something.
But he arrived in Armenia, and he loved the mountains.
Ooh.
Oh.
Who doesn't? The Rockies, the Alps.
The Caucasus Mountains.
Those ones, too.
That's the ones we're talking about.
Big.
Yeah,
fan.
Big. And a few weeks in, he arrived in the Armenian capital. After a week or so, some diplomats came to him.
Yeah, there we go.
Hey, why are you here? What are you doing here? And Jeff was like, I'll be honest, I got no clue why I'm here. But it's really beautiful here. And they were like, yeah.
That's cool. Yeah, it is. And then they pulled out a gun.
You should probably leave if you have no reason to be here. And Jeff was like, yeah, you know what?
Yeah, fair enough.
Now, because of this, have to assume Jeff was already sick.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Because around this time, smallpox decided to make an appearance.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah. Shit.
But we don't know because he does survive a couple more years.
Okay.
But we do think it's lingering effects. He's also getting quite old.
Yeah, yeah.
Late 40s now.
Yeah.
So, in late 247, Jeff arrived back in Rome.
Hey,
now,
I'm
seeing
back.
seeing how it took him an entire year and a half to get there, and then took him like 3 months to get back, kind of shows that it was pretty easy to get. The Senate were not too happy with Jeff.
They remembered him.
Well, the Persians went into Armenia, and the Armenians revolted because they had no clue they were supposed to be vassals of the Persians because the letter never got to them.
Whoops!
Oops!
Oopsie whoopsie!
But 2 years later, it's all well and good. In 249, Philip was murdered.
Oh, we're fine.
The senator named Decius. Remember, I mentioned him when we were in that circle. Yeah.
Yes.
Decius was made emperor. A plague was ravishing the empire at this stage, and barbarians were invading over the Danube and Rhine rivers.
Okay.
Jeff was getting really scared.
Fair enough.
And he would frequently run around the Senate screaming and yelling in panic.
Oh, okay.
The Senate was usually able to calm Jeff down.
Yeah.
But his condition was only getting worse. About 2 years later, in 251, Jeff was basically raving mad. And we're assuming
it
was
the water.
Because of the pain he was feeling all the time at this stage.
Oh, shit.
Eventually, blisters began to bubble all over his skin. On his deathbed, Jeff thought about his son, who he had not seen in almost 3 decades now.
Oh, shit, yeah.
It was regretting that he was the type of man he was.
Aw.
And in extreme pain and suffering, Jeff V died of smallpox at the age of 51.
And there it is.
And there it is.
All right.
Huh. Eventful guy.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
You can see why, like...
Bit going on.
He's kind of referred to as the great.
Yeah, fair, fair.
Yeah, I also forgot to show you the picture that takes place when he enters the Senate. This is actually, I should have, maybe it's because I was putting everything together in shambles.
It's all good.
Here is the picture of Jeff reading the speech in the Senate.
Oh, he's old as fuck.
It's the funniest thing about, like, the artist I got. So you know Totila?
Yeah, yeah.
Totila the god?
Yeah, yeah.
The other Jeff historian?
Yeah.
He made this one for me.
Oh, for free. Yeah. Okay.
So this, if you check what his Jeffs look like, they look more like him than anyone else.
Gotcha.
A lot of these guys look like his Jeffs.
I see. Right? I see.
So oh, that's like, fun. He made Jeff, like, he's like 37 in this, right? Like, so a lot of Jeffs, like, he just made them to be like really old.
Yeah, and, yeah.
It was good. I like.
They were just born permanently
old. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. What are, sheets? Right? Is that what it is? Yeah.
All right.
Okay. And now we rank him.
Now we rank him.
Fightiest Jeffy Anus. Now,
Anus.
This one's difficult. Let's really? Just go off his military stuff at first.
Okay.
Right? He was part of the Praetorian Guard for about 4 years.
Which is like fake military.
Yeah. We only get him instances twice where he fights the civilians of the city twice with the Praetorian Guard.
Which is like not really...
Yeah, it's whatever.
Yeah.
Right? He then spends... 5 years in the military,
mm-hmm.
but we have nothing that he does in that 5 years.
Yeah, but as far as we know, he didn't like really climb the ranks, get any promotions.
No, he was just kind of there. He went in already kind of high up because at this stage.
But like nothing so grand.
He was already a senator when he was in there. So as a senator, you go in as someone high up.
Okay.
So we have to assume he did like something. So maybe he gets something for that.
Battle was won, lost.
We don't know anything about that time.
Okay.
Right? We can't say anything. And then we do have the instance of him fighting against the Praetorian Guard with the civilians
and like rallying them.
Yeah. No. Like he really
like that feels like that was like his shining.
They still
moment.
Lost.
They still but lost, but, like...
It was showing
honestly,
fighting.
Yeah, the fact that he pulled off even that,
yeah.
at least to me, is impressive.
It is. He also... but that's it for fighting, by the
that's
way.
That's it. Like, it's not a ton.
And he did not take part in any major battle that
yeah.
was between armies.
Mm-hmm.
It was always... He was rather severely outnumbering or outclassing the other people, or he was being outnumbered and outclassed.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So
they just had a really big advantage.
I will
over him,
say,
or he had.
We haven't had to bring it up, but political fighting. I think we can account that because the Totalis Rancium does count political fighting.
Yeah.
So I feel like we can count the political fighting he did against Jefficus.
Fair.
Where he outmaneuvered Jefficus
to
the stage
become the senator.
Where he passed over being an equestrian
yes.
into being a senator.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is very
impressive.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Now, what the political maneuvering in question was, hey, you seven guys, go stand in front of his chariot.
Yeah.
Still political maneuvering. Still got the job done. But it wasn't like a fucking Death Note Battle of the Minds style.
So, I'm not really sure how many points we can give him. He did less fighting than Jeff 4, for sure.
Yeah, but that's...
That guy, like, got 19.
Yeah, that's easy to do.
Jeff 3... Got more fighting, I think, than Jeff 5 did. Because he took part in one major battle.
Yeah, he was...
And then two
major
sieges.
Yeah.
And then also was on the Praetorian Guard for longer than Jeff 5 was.
Yes. Yeah, honestly, like, because Jeff 5 ended up managing to, like... Well, A, retired from the Praetorian Guard.
Yeah.
And B, rose to senator. The amount of, like, clashing swords fighting he did, not a whole ton.
No.
Like, what... 15, 20 years, maybe?
Yeah, if that. Yeah.
He
had five... He had 4 years in the Praetorian Guard.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Okay.
Because he was in Praetorian Guard from 18 to 22, so maybe 5 years.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he was in... He wasn't in the military again. Well, until...
He went to Syria?
He went to Syria.
And got the note.
Well, I guess... Yeah, it's a good point. Because there was two times where he went to Syria for... 5 years at it's only one. Never mind.
Yeah.
No. So we just have and then he was 5 years in the army. So he's overall had about 10 years in the army.
Yeah.
But he was a delegate, diplomat. To I don't know where to fit it either. So maybe we count it here. To Persia.
Yes.
Right, which is big, and he was able to
secure.
But I think that's more success.
That was his position. Yeah, that was just a position. He didn't really do anything with it.
No.
He went on a...
He did seize them.
He went sites, I guess.
Like, he's the reason they got... Well, it would have been anyone in his position. But but he is the one who did it, so we need to give him credit for
Yeah,
it.
No, fair.
I'm not going crazy high.
Yeah, no, honestly,
I'm thinking five.
Yeah, I was thinking like six and a half.
Yeah. Okay, 6.5.
6.5 feels right.
11.5, which seems fine.
Yeah.
He did more than Jeff wanted to.
Yeah.
But maybe not as much as any of the other guys.
Yes.
Opprobrium idiom. Now this one's a bit rough because, yeah, like, it's not really emperor killing, which it is. So let's
well, one
just start.
Of, one of them may as well be.
Yeah, let's start from the beginning. His first notable crazy was he threw Elagabalus to the crowd.
People, yeah, yeah.
Where they got ripped limb from limb. Wasn't him, but it was obviously he was sentencing them to.
Yeah,
death.
Yeah.
It was just not his personal hands.
Yeah, doing. It's like, it's. It
which
counts.
Is, does, I do feel like this Jeff does that a lot, where it's not him personally. It's him, like, kind of getting other people to do it for him.
Yeah, yeah.
He does that a lot.
Yeah.
Which is, like, different. We haven't
seen. And I feel
I'm
going to come down a little, like, I feel I was too harsh on that last time. With, like, well, it wasn't him who killed it.
Yeah, and
but that was more because that was the whole plot. This is, like, he may as well have pulled the trigger, but we're going to say, oh, the bullet killed him.
And I also,
like, okay, dude.
I also completely, like, with Jeff 4, like, as much as I agree with his points.
Yeah.
It's still not as, like. Like, I think I'll come down, more harsh on them, and you'll come down less harsh. And then we'll meet in the middle to, like, have this equal thing. Yeah.
Okay.
So he did throw the emperor to the wind.
That's cool.
He then orchestrated with the guard.
Yes.
And killed Ulpian in front of Alexander.
In front of Alexander.
After, through the cloak. That's some opprobrium right there.
Yeah, that's pretty sick.
And then we don't hear much of him until he goes to Persia. He did arrest all of the Persian diplomats. That was his order, though. I don't know how much we can give him for that.
Yeah, yeah.
When he got back, he did...
He pulled off getting 400 diplomats, though.
What?
Like, he's the one who pulled off getting 400.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The order was just arrest who you have.
Yeah. So he was able to get more than they maybe thought they were going to.
Yeah, yeah.
Does he do anything in the 30s where he's in the Senate and everything? Nothing really too crazy there. He does in the early
40s. The rising to the senator thing, maybe, with him blocking it, but...
Yeah, but that's more like Jeff.
That's more the... Yeah. That's right.
And then for definitely some like kind of like crazy shit, he did murder an entire family.
That's, yeah.
And now I get it, like, that out of comparing it to, like, but I
But also, we aren't here for crazy so much.
No.
Right?
But
we're
I
here
think,
for problems
I think
caused
we should,
and
I,
stupid.
It's still a problem.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's, you killed a bunch, like, you're getting points in this round.
Yeah,
for
you killed, like,
a bunch
mildly
of innocent
high-ranking
people.
Family.
Yeah, and, like, the only person he had a grudge against was the guy.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
he
yeah.
killed everyone.
Fair enough.
And then
that was some emperor shit right there.
Yeah, I know. That was. He's learning from the best.
There we go.
And the last thing, which I think we can count on idiom, is he did go insane. In
oh, end. I was gonna say his fucking tour to the
oh,
Empire.
Oh yes, that is
where he fucking
stupid.
Forgot what he was doing.
And he cut. So that led to a revolt,
which
in
led
Armenia.
To the fucking yeah. Like that to me, that felt like his crowning jewel in this category.
Yeah. So he
and then he went insane, but like whatever. That didn't really seem to affect much.
No, it was just affecting people in the Senate.
Yeah, which is right? kind of whatever.
So yeah, that's it. Which it's pretty damn high.
Yeah, honestly, just the one thing, like or at least like I said, his crowning jewel of like he went to where was it? Not Persia.
Armenia.
Fucking dawdled, year and a half, 2 month vacation, week vacation. Like, I'll be honest, guys. Fuck if I know. You should probably leave. Yeah, fair enough. And then, like, goes directly back.
Yep.
Is so fucking boneheaded. That, like,
dumb.
I can't even, like, process, like, why the fuck did you do that?
Yeah. Well, that's why we assume he's sick at that point.
Yeah,
I can't
yeah.
think of any other reason.
With
but
what,
it's
syphilis
still...
rotting his brain? My God.
So I think that's the main idiom.
Yeah.
And then I think the two main things that we focus on for the probium
yeah, yeah.
are the massacring of a family
and the
and Elagabalus.
Yeah.
right?
Yeah, honestly, to me, it feels pretty high up.
I agree.
Because to me, the idiom thing gets him not the 5 points in idiom, but gets him, over that threshold, and then he's also over the threshold of the other.
Do you want to go full marks?
I feel like retroactively I could give him full marks. I'm only hesitant because I have a feeling there's going to be one guy that's just obvious.
Okay, Jeff 3. He killed Pertinax personally.
Yeah, yeah.
He also killed Didius Julianus, or was part of it, and he just sold the empire.
Yeah.
He got 18 out of 20. Now, it's where do you want to compare this to that, basically?
Basically for me, Jeff 3 got such high marks because that caused a lot of turmoil for a lot of people. Killing two empires and auctioning off, or killing two emperors and auctioning off the empire. Holy shit! But, it was all, it all worked for him. It worked out. It wasn't stupid for him. It wasn't stupid for his family. It was positive, and it just caused problems for other people.
Yeah.
That's why he didn't get full marks.
Yeah, I get that.
This is okay, I feel like he has high marks in both categories.
Yeah.
But, nothing quite,
Well,
I'm close.
I'm on a 9. If you want to go for a 10, that'll still put him one above and give us leeway if someone does something even crazier or stupider in the future. I'm thinking 9 for sure for me.
That's fair. I kind of want to tie him, but I almost want to reserve having 1 point in a 10 to give to someone who's even stupider or does something even more insane. It might go to 3, could go to 5, could go to somebody in the future.
Yeah.
But just be okay, they're these two have been so on the precipice. They've been one thing away from me to feel like they've earned the 10, where if we look back and go, you know what? No, that was actually fucking insane relative to everybody else. I may go, okay, no, you would get the 10. Or maybe it'll come in the family thing.
Yeah.
Because I feel like it's pretty obvious whether or not he's getting into the family at this point. But we'll leave that for a few more minutes.
Yeah. So what are you thinking?
I think I'm going to go with a 9. Because I don't know.
Want to put him up, we've already done the precedence of decimal points. You could do 9.5.
You know what? I'll do a 9.5.
You're right. That is an 18.5. That puts him in charge. For being the great, he's pretty damn crazy, isn't he?
Yeah, got to earn that title somehow.
Yeah. Success is Jeffius. Okay, now there's a big one.
Pretty solid, but...
The family has reached its peak.
Yes.
In terms of stature on a political level.
Yes.
He has made them into a wealthy. They're well off after Jeff 4, right?
Yeah.
But they are wealthy. Top 1%.
Known.
Known.
Yeah.
They are senators. This senatorial class will stick with Jeff until the empire collapses fully.
Okay.
So no matter how down the Jeffs go, because some are really poor, mm-hmm. they'll always have that senatorial class above their head.
Gotcha.
Right? It might not mean stuff in certain eras, but it's still there.
It'll be there.
Yeah. And this is where it happens. He was a peasant.
Early. Damn.
And I know he was a rich, and he got a lot handed to him.
Yeah, yeah.
And maybe this would have been possible if he didn't have those things handed. But...
He still maneuvered. He still had to do something. Yeah. He wasn't just the senator position wasn't just given to him.
And he did lose a significant amount of everything he had when Elagabalus destroyed him financially.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? So the fact that he was able to recuperate, not only recuperate, but also
go past
it, right? He got an audience with Ardashir.
Yeah.
The King of Kings, right? Right? He successfully brought, for the Empire, 400 diplomats.
Yeah. No, you're not. Yeah,
negatives, though. There are some negatives. Mm-hmm. His failed Armenian...
pretty funny.
Right? Now, I'm not sure if I want to count that fully. I feel like his positives way outblow the one negative that I could find with him.
Well, he fucked up his gold shop, too.
That was... Yeah, well, he had no choice. Elagabalus said, you are doing this, you know, for me.
Skill issue.
Skill issue, yeah. I'm between 9 and 10.
Me. Oh, really?
Yeah. Because this, like, I don't know what you're hoping for in success for Jeff's.
You know, fair. Fair.
But you're going to be sorely disappointed for the next 16 episodes.
Okay. I realize he's the great. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm trying, that's, and you bring up a good point. I'm trying to think, what do I expect to give, like, a 10?
Like, don't get me wrong, there, and maybe we can account, but I also think it's situational. Mm-hmm. I think someone could do less than someone in the future, but if their era is harder, I will give them more.
Yeah.
Right? But there is one person, I guess you could argue, who's, and there's a couple times that the family does better, but this is not like with us.
Not with the jumps in societal
status. Not a jumps in societal status.
Fair. You know, I feel like I would give him a 9 or 10 if he succeeded in the Praetorian Guard revolt.
Because he did fail that too.
Because to me, what that said was he wasn't able to rally the people enough, but he was still able to get them there a fair amount. So, you know, having that person thinking, like, if we're kind of thinking, like, who would be good to head a family in, like, our points for successes now, since, like, personal and, like, ranking and all that is largely peaked.
Yep.
You know, I feel like just that failure, to me at least, says I don't think he deserves a 10.
Okay. No, honestly. I think you've convinced me.
And honestly, he fucked up his dad's gold shop, or his gold shop in honor of his dad.
Made it up, though. I feel like you have to cancel out that negative.
The gold axes were good.
He did. Yeah, I forgot. He did have his rival family killed using the gold axes that he
is
created.
Very good.
I'm going with a 9.
You know what? I think I would drop him to an 8 for the gold shop, but because of the redemption, I'm willing to go
8.5. Okay. So that is 17.5?
17.5.
17.5.
Damn.
That is number one.
Our boy is cooking.
Okay. Tempus Regio. That is an easy one because he was born in 200 and he died in 251.
251. So
51 years. That is going to be.
What did we divide it by? 20?
100? We divide it by
20.
Right?
20. 20,
yeah.
So would that be 2.05?
It sounds like it would be. Let's just make sure.
Yeah, no, that's fair. I'm
so 51.
Fucking boiling.
By 20. I know, I'm boiling too. We'll wrap this too.
Yeah, yeah. We're almost done.
2.55.
2.55. Okay. Oh, yeah, that makes sense, I think.
Cool.
Oh, yeah, 2.5 would be. Yeah, yeah. I did my math wrong.
2.55. And then now the final round.
Jefficus.
Honestly, fuck yeah.
He died raving mad.
He died going fucking insane.
He died going insane of the plague. So he died of the same thing that Jeff 2 did, basically, except he died raving mad.
Do we know what he was raving about?
No.
That could be the difference maker.
I can check one area where we have something different. Nope, he was just moaning about how he hurt and how he was. Oh, he did freak out saying, we should all run to Constantinople. And everyone looked at him awkwardly because Constantinople's not a place yet.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, though, he did say we should run to Constantinople and everyone was very confused. And then the rest of it was just him talking about how much pain.
Which
was this
out of 5?
This one.
Or out of 10 divided by 2?
Yeah, is that it?
Or.
This is a bad time to forget.
It's fine. I have editing.
20 divided by 4.
4. Okay.
Divided by 4. So we're both giving 10, and we'll divide that by 4.
Gotcha.
I'll be honest, slightly better than Jeff 2's. Because Jeff 2 was just died of plague in a battlefield somewhere.
Yeah.
Everyone looking over at him.
Yeah.
This guy, like, there's actually some pizzazz to it, you know? Like,
yeah.
He died raving mad.
As in the Senate.
In the Senate. It was in the Senate House. Yeah. He died in the Senate building.
That makes me kind of want to give him a higher score, because that's kind of cool.
Yeah, it is kind of cool. And, yeah, no,
My mind was thinking 7 or 8.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to go... What are you going to do?
I'll say if you go... Or if you're thinking similar, if you go 8, I'll go 7. If you go 7, I'll go 8.
2. I'm kidding.
Oh, you're giving damn, 10. Okay.
No, I'm thinking about 6 or 7 for me. I think I'll go 7.
Okay, I'll go 8.
Cool. I think that might be the highest... Oh, no, we lost the pitcher.
That's... We can power through. We can power through
this one thing. Calculator. And then that was...
And before, it's, like, just shy of 8. 2. No, just shy of 4. Like 3.8.
Oh, no. What did I do?
15 divided by 4. 3.75.
Ooh, just beats...
Squeaks it out.
Jeff for being executed on a battlefield. Which sounds weird, actually, that he lost that.
Eh. I think it's it's a more fun of a picture in my mind's eye than the execution on the battlefield. Because that's badass, but, like, raving mad in the middle of the Senate is fucking insane. Literally.
Okay, and then the final score is, and I will remind you what, Jeff, the top three is right now.
All right.
Because we obviously we have so many people.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so in third place is Jeff 1 with 24.
Oh, yeah.
In third...
I feel like he might be dethroned.
Yeah, maybe. In second place, it is Jeff 4 with 48.65.
Okay.
Much higher.
Yeah, yeah.
And then slightly above him is Jeff 3 with 51.35.
Okay.
Jeff 5, Jeff the Great.
Jeff the Great.
Has 53.80.
All right.
That is a firm
win. I wasn't sure if he was going to beat 3.
Me either, actually. I was the whole time, I was just like, I wonder.
I think, was it? Wow. It was basically, it was like mostly just the death.
Yep. If we would have.
If we gave him a 0 on the death, he would have lost.
Oh yeah, but there's no way he would have got 0.
He wouldn't have got 0. But like if I
went down to like 6, and he went down to 6, it would be much closer to.
Yeah, yeah. Damn. Yeah. All right. That's still pretty. All close. Right.
And that just leaves us with one question.
It's not a question.
It's not a question.
It's not a question.
It's like
he ended their bloodline. He can't be a part of it. It doesn't exist in his life.
The only reason we have a Jeffy Anus or Jefficus round is because of Jeff 5.
Yeah.
He is the, this, you know.
This is why he's the great.
You know why?
This is why.
You know how they all get murdered with the whole, like, blinding and castration and fire and then.
Is because that's what Jeff 5 did
to the family, yeah.
With his golden axe. Fucking.
He would just dink it off. Rocks until fire lit, and then chop their head off while they're burning alive.
Damn, and it was gold, so you know, like sometimes it wasn't a clean cut. But yeah, let's be real. It's not even a question. It's not a discussion.
It's one of those times. Where
obviously, he's in Jefficus.
It's like with Jeff 3 and Jeff 5. Those have been, like, two very clear, like, they're going through.
Yeah.
Jeff 4 is definitely, like, I could see it going either way still. I think I'd lean more to no now.
Yeah, yeah.
He's more, and like, fodder.
And, on like, I feel like we keep, like, repeating ourselves with Jeff 1.
Yeah.
He shouldn't be there, but
no.
He
is Jeff 1 will just, you know what, we'll...
We'll take him out.
We'll take him out
We'll
quick.
Take him out very soon.
We'll take him out quick. Okay, so next time we will be going over Jeff 6.
Ooh.
Remember, 12 years old when he joined the army, so we'll see how that all pans out.
Does he have a stepfather or a father that stepped up?
We know...
Damn,
okay. We know that he never sees his father. Remember, the only thing I've ever said to you about him was that he was 12 when he joined the army.
Yeah.
Because his father never cared.
He was born, and he was 12 when he joined the army.
And you know what? Opprobrium, not caring about your child is pretty fucking upsetting.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, like, what the hell? But I think he has a high enough score there.
Yeah. Yeah, no,
okay. Awesome. I think that is it. It's good to be back.
Yeah. It was a fun little break, but back at it.
Yeah, and we're going to be... there's two more Jeffs of this dynasty left.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then we go into two more that are part, but they're going to be in one episode together.
Gotcha.
And then I'll just explain to you whatever we're going to be talking about of the day.
Yeah, sounds good. Sounds good.
Oh, yeah. So by the end of, like, this month or next month, we should be starting the new dynasty.
Ooh, exciting.
Yeah, the longest, the greatest dynasty.
Ah.
Yeah.
They're all Jeff the Great.
Yes, every single one of them.
There we go.
And the biggest change, which is probably what we'll be focusing on in the two small Jeffs episodes afterwards, the rise of Christianity.
Hey, all right.
Because the entire Jeff line, the second Jeff dynasty, are all Christian.
Oh, damn.
And we're going to be going into all the different sects and stuff.
Let's
and
go!
It's going to be great. Okay.
All right.
That's it for everything then, huh?
Good stuff. Well, that'll be all for us then.
You could follow us on Podbean.
Spotify.
Apple Music.
Google Podcasts.
Apple Podcasts.
Yeah, it's same thing, probably.
Yeah.
Not Stitcher.
You can't, Stitcher's gonna be gone.
I am working on getting us on YouTube, which will just be, I'm just gonna upload it to my YouTube channel, because that's the easiest.
If you want, I could send you the pictures of the Jeffs, and we could just put that as, like, the still frame background.
Yeah, I might just do that.
Yeah.
But, cool.
And then you can follow us on Twitter at,
Pax Americus Pod, PAXAMERICUSPOD. Or you can follow our personal Twitters, mine at Alsatoric, ALSATOREC. And
mine is BAFawcett, FAWCETT. And then you can also follow us on Facebook, me more, really, on the Totalis Groupium group chat. Always posting when things go live there. So, and then I guess the Discord as well, Totalis Rankium Discord.
Yeah.
I have a crazy time with that.
So true. All right, good All stuff. Right.
I think that's everything.
That is everything. Appreciate you tuning in, listening, following us wherever you may, all that jazz. It's always a good time. But that'll be all for us.
Until next time.
We'll see you then with Jeff 6. All right. Bye now.
Bye.